clearly is always associated with a spike in respiratory illnesses. But the other things we can do is to be prudent, namely follow the CDC guidelines that when you are in an indoor congregate setting and you do not know the vaccination status of the people around you, wear a mask. You know, masking is not going to be forever, but it can get us out of the very difficult situation we're in now. So just attention to public health measures that are pretty clear can get us through this. And as we get through the winter and into the spring, hopefully we'll have a much better control over things.
Dr. Fauci, who goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, making his not-so-bold prediction for 2022. Coming up, Michael McDonald. What has 2021 been like? It's been a rough year for the Republican Party in our state and in our local community, the Clark County Republican Party. There have been lawsuits. There have been all kinds of stuff. Looking ahead to 2022, what does he see in his crystal ball? We'll get a chance to hear from him. And we'll also find out what he thinks about Chris Wallace moving on from Fox News to CNN streaming, whatever that is. Anyway, stay where you are. Oh, we're having fun. It is Monday, December 13th, the day after a Chiefs rout of the Raiders. What is there left for the Raiders other than just playing out the string? We're going to find out. They're under 500, by the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, will join us next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Death count in Kentucky stands at 64, but officials fear that number will grow. 109 people are still missing. In the meantime, President Biden will be going to Kentucky on Wednesday to meet with officials and see the damage. Moments after updating the number of dead in the outbreak, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear became very emotional.
I'm not doing so well today. And I'm not sure how many of us are.
Governor Beshear shared a poignant moment.
I was working on getting the confirmed deaths this morning and realized I was writing on the back of notes that one of my kids took from school.
The notes, he said, were on inertia.
It means that an object that's in motion will stay in motion. So we're going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Push through this.
And he made this promise to tornado victims.
We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow. And we're going to be there with you to rebuild.
I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, U.S. consumer spending is strong, but rising inflation still a concern.
The head of the nation's second largest bank says consumers are spending at a faster rate than he's ever seen. However, Bank of America's Brian Moynihan remains concerned about how inflation and supply chain issues will influence the economy going into the winter. Last week, we learned that inflation is at its highest level since 1982.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Supreme Court today refusing to halt a COVID vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in New York that does not offer an exemption for religious reasons. Court acted on emergency appeals by doctors, nurses, and other medical teams who say they're being forced to choose between their jobs and religious beliefs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. As the show moves closer to its Las Vegas return, CES continues to pick up exhibitors and attendees. The Consumer Technology Association, producers of CES, say the show has added 200 exhibitors and gained 10,000 attendees in just the last 10 days. CES returns to an in-person show here in Las Vegas from January 5th through the 8th of next year. More than 1,000 exhibitors are now scheduled to show off their wares, with more than 2,400 media members registered to cover the event. Las Vegas sportsbooks are licking their wounds after enduring one of their worst days of the NFL season. BetMGM and Caesars both reported seven-figure losses, with the Superbook reporting six-figure losses, and Station Casinos also reported a big losing day. The favorites were 10-2 against the spread, with the overs going 8-3-1. Jeopardy fans are going to be happy to know that Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will continue to rotate as hosts of the popular game show through the rest of the season.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Going to crash on Interstate 11 northbound. That's after Horizon. The right lanes are blocked there. Also, look out for a disabled 18-wheeler. It's actually on the ramp, leaving U.S. 95 northbound, merging over to Martin Luther King Boulevard. The off-ramp and the right lane are blocked.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Boy, what an amazing night last night. I had a chance to go to the Golden Knights and their big win over the Minnesota Wild. It was just a great game, and the good guys won, so that's good. They held on for, I think it was 5-4, and it was an amazing, amazing game. Anyway, joining us now, I'm so happy to have him on, Michael McDonald, my friend, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and he joins us. Michael, how was your weekend, my friend?
Oh, it was great, man. Sorry I missed the game last night. I heard it was fantastic. It was Jolette's birthday, so we went out to dinner, but, man, all our friends were just raving about what a great game.
Yeah, it was a fabulous game, and it is amazing how easy it is to get in and get out of that arena, unlike Allegiant Stadium that people have had problems, I guess. But that's for another day. I wanted to get you on because 2021 has been, in my view at least, a difficult year for the Republican Party in our state, in our community. There have been lawsuits. There have been factions. But you got reelected, and that is a good thing. But it's been a tough year overall, and I'm wondering, are we past that? Are we headed towards calmer waters in our state in 2022?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I was on a national talk show the other day, and we were discussing it. It was kind of a brief, like, where's Nevada going? And, you know, the president has always said that he's pushing Nevada, and we were lucky to have that. We had the RNC chief financial summit here during the rodeo, and we had everybody from the politics, my phone was going crazy. We had everybody from the leader, Kevin McCarthy, was out here, and we also had Senator Scott was here, plus numerous other people that came out and spoke. So, you know, everybody, the eyes are on Nevada right now, which comes up to, I think, if you look at our voters, they're the ones that are keeping things alive. Their voice, they're active. And the controversy, you know, with Kerry Buck, I think everybody's starting to realize now that they're actually working for the Democrats, because her following is nothing but maybe, you know, a bunch of malcontents that are 25, 30 people at best. Jesse Law is chairman, we elected, and has been recognized by the RNC, recognized by the state. And Judge Johnson's ruling, she recognized him as the chairman. So, you know, from time and time again, all they're doing is to keep pushing this out. But in a great conversation we had, Kevin, is this. If you look around who Kerry Buck surrounds herself with, are all Democrats. I mean, they're people that work for the Democratic Party, that have worked for the teachers union, heavily, heavily Democrat. You know, they're lobbyists for the teachers union. They work for the teachers union. When you look at that start to take place, and then, you know, ironically, her attorney, which was even better, he's a Democrat. So when you start to look at everybody who actually she affiliates with and associates with, you kind of understand the reason why she's trying to keep this misinformation going sideways, is because, you know, they're trying to cause division in the Republican Party. Meanwhile, we keep adding members. We came, you know, Washoe, 3 weeks ago now, we had a meeting. They normally average between 75 people showed up. We had over 400 people that showed up at Washoe. We had down here, we had almost 800 people show up. I mean, they're new members at the Ahern. So, I mean, the move is going forward, but people need to start calling it out for what it is. She's actually a Democrat in Republican clothing, and that's what she's doing. Her group is, all they're trying to do is cause division. They're trying to cause confusion. But, you know, by the grace of God and allowing me to come on and talk about it, Kevin, because, look, I can tell your listeners, they call after the show. They, you know, their information. They listen to your show. You have a lot of great, you have a great audience that want to stay informed. And that's great for us because we're able to keep the momentum going from the Republican Party. And the people that are coming here, we have a Christmas party on the 17th of December at the Ahern. It's almost sold out. I mean, we have great event for a gathering with tickets kept low for $30 a ticket. And then we have tables for candidates if they want to come and put their paraphernalia up. We kept everything low because we want people in order to come out and socialize, get involved, and see exactly what the party's offering. And obviously, Kevin, you got a table anytime you want to come. So,
oh, God bless you.
On the 17th, buddy, you and your staff, I mean, you guys have been phenomenal throughout the year. You guys always got a place in our heart and our table for us.
Wow, that is so nice. And we will. We will make sure we make that because the 17th is going to be, in fact, when is that? That is Friday?
It's Friday.
Friday. Oh, I love that. Yeah, we'll make plans for that. Let me just ask you, relative to Carrie Buck and others in her faction, can you throw them out of the party?
They've already been thrown out. I mean, if you look at it from the sense that the state party in their own actions, I think, there's a saying that we've come up with this year that it came from one of our great people that talked about, it's all about accountability and this is the whole thing. You've always tried to be unified. And I said, I was on stage, I said, this time it's going to be unity through accountability. Because we had people that created the lies with that Proud Boy lies back in, April? And you were really one of the only shows that let us come on and at least talk the truth. And then, the people that were trying to cause the confusion, they're all gone now. They left. They were either removed or they were thrown out of Washoe, revoked out of Washoe. And the same thing happened here down in Clark County. They were removed from the Central Committee. And they removed their membership from the state, and then it went to the body of the state, and then the state voted to remove them. So they've basically been removed from the party. And I think that's what everybody has to realize, is that we're starting talking about, it's about accountability. And if we have people in this party that all they want to do is cause trouble, they don't want to help, they want to, it's all about me, then we don't need you. We've seen that happen time and time again, and more than likely they disappear into the night anyway, or they become a Democrat. And I think that's what's happening right now, is that we're starting to shine the light on these cockroaches, and they're squirming really bad.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Are there still lawsuits pending in this action?
Well, we had ours. They sued us to try to stop our meeting up in Humboldt. We basically came right back. The judge threw it out right away. And then we went into the order to have it to have our money reimbursed. I mean, that's membership money that we had to pay our attorney to defend us, and I think that's pending. But we're going after each of them individually, the Clark County, or each of the party members personally, to recoup our dollars for the Nevada Republican Party. I think there's still a hearing regarding Jesse Law, as what they're doing right now is they're playing hostage. We have almost 1,000 members now. In Jesse Law, following Jesse Law in Clark County. And, there's a joke they called this, Carrie Buck is the Zoom Club. She's not even recognized as a Republican chairwoman. I mean, she's not recognized anything because she's not. So when you start to take that in consideration of what she's done, I think even the attorneys are just disgusted with it, because what she's doing, she has no ground to stand on. She's not been recognized nationally. She's not recognized locally. She's not recognized by the state leadership, the state body. So She's a woman without a country. She's doing is making more noise for the Democrats, and she's making all about herself rather than trying to unify and work with Jesse Law and Clark County, the true Clark County. And I think that's what's starting to happen, Kevin. Is you're starting to see people that all they're doing this for their own attention, but more importantly, they're working that helps the Democrats. They know it, so they're going to have to answer for that come election season.
Is Carrie Buck's faction in? Is it? Seeking to raise funds under the banner of the Nevada Republican Party?
Not Nevada Republican Party. We've already recognized Jesse Law. So the executive board and the state body, the membership, have recognized Jesse Law and his team, his elected officers, as the true Clark County leadership. So they've been recognized by the governing body of the state. And I think the Zoom Club, as they call them, Carrie Buck Zoom Club, they're out and they keep trying confusions. They're having breakfasts. They're sending out emails and stuff. So, look, what they're doing is fraud, because they're not Clark County Republican Party. They're not recognized by the state. They're just basically another club just under, lying underneath the banner of saying they're raising money for it. It's not. The true Clark County Party is Jesse Law.
But right now they are fundraising as the Clark County Republican Party.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know they had a Christmas party. I think they had like 15 people show up, whatever. So I mean, it's small enough you can hold it in my bathroom. When you look at it, it's disgusting. They keep touting how great they are. They're not.
Hey, Michael, let me just ask you that. How do we get to calmer waters? And is that possible we'll be able to do that in 2022? I mean, we got midterm elections coming up in less than a year.
Well, the problem is this, that anytime you give people like this attention, she should be governing. She was elected. She was elected by people that she represents in that Senate district. I'm surprised they haven't recalled her yet. If she was my representative, I would have already started a recall because she's more interested in, rather than governing and fighting for the rights of that district that she was elected duly to represent, she wants to keep this game alive to cause confusion inside the Republican Party. So, look, Kevin, I think at the end of the day, I think there's criminal activity. I can't prove it, but until we look at the books, I think there's criminal activity that took place. That's the reason they're not relinquishing the books. That's the reason they're trying to hide the books. I think there's a lot of people that could actually probably be held accountable and go to jail. And I think that's the reason they're fighting so hard to keep this thing in the gray area. So Jesse Law and the state party and everybody else doesn't get a chance to start looking at their books and what they've accomplished or what they've hidden. I know for a fact I have one person running for office right now that gave a lot of money and it never showed up on their books. I have another donor that gave the money and never showed up on their books. So, that's just two people that I can point to that said, hey, my donations never showed up on the reporting, and there's a concern. So I think when you look at it that way, there's a problem. And here's the other thing, Kevin, it was also brought up, Kerry Buck was out raising money when they called him back to session. And when you look at what happened there, she can't do that. It's illegal for her to raise money when they were in session, but yet she was raising money for this Zoom club or whatever. She's out actively promoting that, which is 100% against the law. And I think that she's going to be held accountable for that. I think Senator Pickard was in the same thing. He's helped promoting that. So these people need to understand that they need to start getting involved and stop worrying about trying to throw bombs. But I think we have an elected official, Kerry Buck, that broke the law when she's out raising money during the dark periods.
And everybody around the assembly and the state senate and the legislature, they all know these rules, and they know that you can't raise money during a session or around a session. Everybody knows that. I don't know why somebody would try and test that. I got to ask you on another front. Tomorrow, yep. McCarran International Airport becomes Harry Reid International Airport. I hate the idea of politicizing the name of the damn airport. I mean, it's just an airport, but they're trying to politicize it, and now 50% of the people that fly through there are going to hate the name of the airport, Harry Reid, because they're Republicans. What did you make of the change? Because you've known Harry Reid most of your adult life, I would imagine.
I've known him since I was a child. And look, it's an issue that, I can tell you this, elections have consequences. If the county commission took it upon themselves to change the name to Senator Reid, I've gone from Pat McCarran. I didn't know Pat McCarran, so I can't really speak about it. Only his history of, he's the reason that Nevada was still here, or Las Vegas was still here, because, he was the one that fought for the gaming and helped everything. If without him, there wouldn't be a gaming. And then, they're changing it to Senator Reid because they have the majority on the county commission. They have all the county commission. So, like I said, election have consequences when you look at that, Kev. And I think if people are that upset about it, they need to get off the couch and vote. They need to get off the couch and get involved. We have a lot of people that have left the Republican Party because of, we had elected officials in the past that voted like Democrats. We passed the largest tax hike. They went to the legislature in the last week. They voted like Democrats. They didn't fight. The voter fraud, they stood on the sidelines and didn't come out. They wanted to just hide in the bushes. Well, you and many of other people were fighting, look, there is a problem here. There was fraud that was committed. Call it out. A Secretary of State just kind of hidden, there's nothing to see here. There's no problem. So, a lot of people are like, what the hell with these Republican Party? I'm done with them. And they mean more elect officials. You can't elect somebody and they vote like a Democrat, then why would you want to vote Republican? So they're starting to come back now. I think they're starting to see President Trump gave them promise on that. The movement that has taken place, you've seen walks on the Las Vegas Boulevard, you've seen people upset about the COVID, about the mask, about the mandate for the shots. People are getting off the couch and they're switching back to Republicans because they cannot vote in the primary if you're an independent or if you're a libertarian. You have to be registered Republican. So a lot of them are getting involved now and they're re-registering. I think they're coming out to become great people that are getting involved.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Let me just ask you just one quick question before I let you go. Mark Meadows, probably by the end of the day, will be being held in contempt of Congress. How much? You've had a lot of dealings with him when he was chief of staff, and I'm sure you know him from his days as a congressman. But I'm curious, how much trouble do you think he's in?
Look, I think this is a man who's basically setting a standard because they're trying to pin what happened January 6th. We're still on a witch hunt, but notice that no one's ever said anything about this summer of love when everything is being burned and people are being raped and murdered and everything, they've been protesting. But no one is thinking about that. But January 6th, they keep attacking. And I think where they're going with this is dangerous territories for Americans. They're basically holding people, they're indicting people, holding them in contempt. Look, Mark Meadows is straightforward. He's going to tell you like it is, it's a pleasure to know him. His dealings at the White House were straightforward, and he's a very, very intelligent individual. So I think when you watch what he has to offer, and the comments he's going to bring, he's going to be straightforward. The same thing happened to Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, they went after him. So based on this, Kevin, I don't know where they want to take this in America and what this Congress is going to do, but I think they're becoming an endangered species. I think American people are waking up and starting to realize, oh my God, what do we vote in? And I think it's going to be great for us to be able to carry that message. And their actions will have consequences on what Congress is doing to these people. And God bless Mark for standing up and saying, you know what, enough's enough.
And by the way, 2022, the midterms, is it going to be a wave election?
Look, I think it will be if people really get involved. I think when you look at what has to take place, we obviously have naysayers in the party like Kerry Buck and the people that are causing this type of confusion. People need to ignore her and come to the right party, get involved. There's plenty of things going on inside the Republican Party. We're on national attention, Kev. So when you start to look at what things are taking place, like we have national people coming in, you know for a fact that Mark Meadows and his group, they've said, this, we got our eyes on Virginia and Nevada. They're coming here. The president himself, President Donald Trump, says, you know what, Nevada is in play. We got to make sure we keep Nevada. The RNC is 100%. They stood behind me during my election. The president was behind me because they know for fighting, we have to have this type of fight. And now, since we have Clark County and Washoe, other than the people that were going opposite directions last cycle, that went against the president and the RNC, we now have them all rolling together in the same direction. So mine is voter fraud, and that's a big issue for us. I mean, we have to hold the people accountable. You have to admit there was fraud during this election, and they're still trying to play this game. And it's about getting to the bottom of it. It's about saying, look, we cannot have the same type of voting because here's where the fraud took place. And I think when you were able to hold that accountable, people would have more confidence in their elected officials. Okay, so I can vote freely? Perfect. Why we don't have voter ID, I'm still scratching my head. We're trying to get that put on. We're fighting to make sure that goes through. That's what we have to have. We have to have voter ID.
Hey, Michael, in our final 15 seconds, how do people get tickets to your big Christmas shindig for the Nevada Republican Party?
I go to NevadaGOP.org. Go to NevadaGOP.org. And you're more than welcome. Please sign up. You have to be Republican. We appreciate it. Or if you want to register Republican that day, we'll have forms. Please come. It'll be at the Ahern Hotel. We have great door prizes. And, it'll be a wonderful sit-down meal. Great time to be interacting and come together. But NevadaGOP.org, please come. And Kevin Wall will be there. That's a big reason to come right now.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I think it'll be fantastic.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you Friday, and then we'll talk down the line, I promise.
God bless you, brother. God bless your listeners. Thank you so much.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Who's the rat who will cop out?